This is a National Diaper Bank Network Minute.
When journalist Hoda Imam set out to write a story about diaper need, she started in the best possible place, with NDBN's Director of External Affairs, Troy Moore. She ended up writing a piece that looks at diaper need from many angles and features the voices of people across the country.
When I first started, I was sort of like a deer in headlights, and I reached out to Troy and I was like, this is where I'm at. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know which direction I'm supposed to go to. And I feel like he gave me this, like, I was looking at diaper access as like this big spider web. And he was like, okay, we're going to start navigating this. So it was really helpful. And now I am in that spider web again, where I'm just like, where do I go? You know, a lot of the diaper banks that I spoke to, they're nonprofits, they're small community organizations that are many times, it's not even a location, it's within a community organization. So they're, so it's a food pantry that's also offering diapers. So what was so helpful for me was that the National Diaper Bank helped me get in touch with a lot of these grassroots organizations that I would have probably not been able to connect with. You know, I really believe in diverse voices, not just because of the fact that diversity is there in my article. The name tells you so much. It's because of that. The diversity is what tells us what is really happening, the true temperature. When it comes to diaper access, I did not want my story to be a Latino issue. I did not want my story to be an immigrant issue. I wanted it to be this is why this story matters for everybody. Yeah. And even if it's based on economic levels, there, I can't tell you how many people read my story and actually Googled their local diaper bank and told me that they were going to drop off some diapers or they were going to volunteer. So this is a story that really matters to everybody on different levels. But as a journalist, I feel like, you know, I really got tired of reading stories that always ended up quoting the same kind of demographic or the same type of person. And I've put in the hard work of going the extra mile and finding those diverse voices.
To read Hoda's story and more great media about diaper need and period poverty, visit nationaldiaperbanknetwork.org.